Good morning, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdańsk. It is 11:06 and of course you're still here with Ewelina Potocka
i Chris Farman. Dzień dobry, witamy Was bardzo serdecznie. To jest Good Morning Gdańsk, dziś 13 grudnia. No i cóż się okazuje, właśnie zobaczyłam coś, co bardzo chciałabym odzobaczyć. I just saw something and I really want to forget this. Pamiętacie, mówiliśmy Wam kiedyś o takiej aplikacji Face Up App i o takiej fake up tak naprawdę. Że możesz swoją twarz wstawić w postać każdej innej osoby. I właśnie obejrzeliśmy z Chrisem reklamę perfum, w której zamiast Charlize Theron, to znaczy jest ciało Charlize Theron, ale twarz Jasia Fasoli.
It is incredible though, these applications, what they can do to your face. It's, you know, how they can change it and it looks so realistic.
Yeah, finally, you know Rowan Atkinson has fantastic body.
I would honestly say that's Mr. Bean with blonde hair and breasts.
I te ruchy, takie kocie.
Incredible. It is coming up to Christmas, people. Do you know what? I spent yesterday watching Christmas films, trying to get into that Christmas spirit a little bit. I had an easy day. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch Christmas films. And
Krzysztof Farman.
Basically, do you know what I really hate? I want to see a Christmas film with no happy ending, with no situation where the woman then meets the man of her dreams and there's like a Christmas relationship. No.
It never happens. There's always a happy ending.
I want to see a bad ending. Like, I want to see a horrible ending. Maybe not even a horrible ending. Just one where the people stay single.
Look at your life.
But really, there is so much pressure at the moment. Yes, it's coming up for Christmas. People feel pressure, you know, they need to take somebody
home. Świąteczne filmy zawsze muszą zakończyć się
pozytywnie.
No jak mógłbyś kogoś zostawić w świątecznym nastroju negatywnym? To po prostu się nie dzieje.
I know, but something else could happen, you know, where they, you know, maybe they fall in love with a dog instead, you know, like they meet a dog at the shelter. And yeah, they fall in love with the dog.
Don't go deep in this.
But you know what I'm trying to say. And I just disagree with this whole, you know, man meets woman, woman meets man. They have a fantastic Christmas together. It's Christmas love. They live happily ever after. Rubbish, people.
Mamy tutaj jakiś protest?
Absolutely rubbish.
No.
A little bit. So this is a problem. It's coming up to Christmas. People are all like, oh, you know, I need to find some loved one, especially if you have a big family. You want to take somebody home for your family to meet.
You can rent somebody just for a Christmas party.
Really?
Tak, można też wynająć tak zwaną narzeczoną, tudzież tak zwanego narzeczonego, przyjść na przyjęcie z wynajętym. Aha. Tak, to jest mój fiancé, tak, będziemy się pobierać, tak, wszystko. Po czym płacisz tam kilka stówek i do widzenia.
Wow.
Nie Incredible. Wiedziałeś o tym?
I didn't know that. No, not at all. Incredible. Well, let's get your opinion on this, people.
Będę twoim menadżerem.
Or pimp. 603-06-06-06. What do you think about this? Are you with me on this whole Christmas movie situation? There should be a Christmas movie out there without this happy ending.
Or are you with me? I love happy endings.
Let's see. 603-06-06-06.
Rock to the rhythm.
Oh, Carolina. Well, I just learned that Evelina Potocka has a niece. Indeed, in Germany.
The sweetest one.
She's listening to us right now
tak,
as well.
Tak, słuchają nas także w Niemczech. Pozdrawiam cię, Lili kochana.
I'm obviously looking for a tour guide when I go to the Germany Christmas markets. So
she will not be your tour guide.
If you're around, you know, it's...
I'm not allowing this.
There you go.
Nie ma mojego pozwolenia.
Do you know what? During that song, I said to Evelina, I was like, you know what? Imagine that. Chris and Evelina's niece as a Christmas romance. Can you? Oh, wow.
Koniec tematu. 13 po 11.
That would be the end of our working together. That would just be finished.
Za dużo wiem o tobie.
It could be good. We could be family.
I know too much about you. Za dobrze cię znam, cwaniaczku. 603-06-06-06. Mamy dziś dla was oczywiście prezenty przedświąteczne. A co? Pewnie, że tak. Możecie pójść dzięki nam do kina.
Aha, indeed.
Albo możecie pójść dzięki nam na koncerty. Już dziś rozpoczyna się wieczorem Space Fest, czyli to jest taki festiwal muzyki rockowej, alternatywnej w klubie B90 w Gdańsku i też mamy zaproszenia właśnie na Space Fest. A zatem zaproszenia koncertowe i zaproszenia do kina jak najbardziej, ale potrzebujemy w zamian od was informacji o prezentach.
Dokładnie. So in the last hour we were talking about this whole situation. It's coming up to Christmas and buying people gifts, especially if you don't live with your family, for example. Let's say you live in a different country or things like this, so you don't see your family so often. It's difficult to work out what exactly to buy that person. So we were talking about men in general. Evelina says, you think they're quite difficult to buy.
Zawsze
for,
mam
yeah?
trudności, a największy problem mam zawsze z prezentem dla mojego taty.
Really?
From my father, yes, always.
You know what? Some people just say, like, alcohol, you know, go down the alcohol route. But, you know, just like a nice bottle of something, wine or something like this. But then some people are against this, so it's...
No więc właśnie, z tym trzeba uważać. To też tak nie jest. I tend to buy my father some criminals.
Okay.
Books.
Some criminal books. Okay.
Criminal, like a book. It's a criminal? Yeah. Criminal.
It's a... Criminal it, do they call it criminality books? Criminality, I think? Or am I making this word up?
Chyba,
I'm not sure.
Chyba wymyślisz. Okay. Jesteś bardzo kreatywny. No ale już chyba wszystko ma. So he has probably everything, so...
Exactly. And pretty much I was saying that, you know, when it comes to men, you do need to look at them in the same way that you look at a puppy, a dog, let's say. I'm a man. I can say this quite safely and not be harassed. We can put men and dogs on exactly the same level, yeah? We give them food, they're happy, yeah? We give them toys, they're happy. And this is the major thing, yes? When it comes to toys, people, you give a dog a squeaky toy, they love it, yes? They will keep playing with it until the squeak wears out. You give a man a toy, like a gadget, yeah? Like some kind of, something with buttons.
And remember, there's always this kind of a gift that is 100% like super, yep. Zawsze trafiony. Pamiętaj, skarpety i kubek.
No.
No jak nie.
Just no. But last year, do you know what I did for actually all the guys in my family? What I did, I bought them a drone. This mini drone, it fits in your hand. It was about, I don't know, 50, 60, 40.
To rzeczywiście prezent, który jest niezbędny w życiu.
It's amazing. You just like fly around a drone. Men love this kind of stuff. They love a gadget.
Yeah, it's just like pierwszej potrzeby. First need. Yeah.
Really? It really is. So definitely, my personal recommendation is go to a gadget shop, people. Go to a gadget shop. Get them some kind of gadget.
Ja nie wiem, no dla mnie to jest taki waste of money.
Your partner bought a mask. What is it, like a Darth Vader mask or something?
Fallout mask.
A Fallout mask, okay. And that's not a waste of money. No. No. Men?
Well, he's
dogs.
A man.
Exactly.
Tak, ja uważam, że to jest waste of money. I think
you see how simple we are?
Ja już nie będę się kłócić o maskę. No,
we're not so complicated. However, let's try to help each other out a little bit here because, you know, it is coming up to Christmas. Buying presents is difficult. You go onto Google and you type in, okay, what to buy her or what to buy him. And it comes up with a list of 10 things. And, you know, for women, for example, number one is a scented candle. Who wants a scented candle for Christmas?
Joanna ci doradza, dla mnie porada. Take your father to the skating pool. Probably he would love it. No, nie powiedziałabym.
Maybe if you want to break a hip and see him in hospital.
No nie, to już nie te czasy, Joasiu, ale dziękuję za podpowiedź.
So we do have tickets up for grabs 603 06 06 06. again, presents people.
Koniecznie, potrzebujemy waszej pomocy do wygrania bilety na Space Fest. Jeżeli chcecie iść na Space Fest, zaznaczcie to też w SMS-ie, że interesuje was koncertowy weekend. No i oczywiście bilety do kina. Oh, oh. Yeah, yeah.
Now, talking about happy endings, we do have Joanna. I prefer a happy ending because...
No, it's a...
When it's not Christmas, we can dream about it instead all year round.
Joanna is my drużynie. Joanna is in my team.
I don't know about this. Woo-hoo. But you know, if you... Okay, so you can have the happy ending on the TV, of course, no problem. But in real life, when yours is not so happy...
You have to believe in happy endings.
You have to believe. Like you have to believe in Santa, yes? And yeah, all this kind of situation.
No, trochę wiary.
Got quite a few text messages coming in. All we are asking you is suggestions. Him, her, child,
it.
Son, yeah, it, let's say. What would you buy somebody? What are the suggestions this year? If you have no idea what to get somebody for Christmas, what is the safe option? Do not say socks and do not say cups.
Ale ostatnio widziałam bardzo fajne skarpetki, takie naprawdę wzory rewelacyjne. Nie? Okej. Okay. Panie nasze słuchaczki kochane, bardzo mi pomagają. Dziękuję paniom serdecznie. A propos moje, co zrobić z moim tatą i prezentami. Agnieszka mówi etui do telefonu, tabletu czy okularów. Muszę powiedzieć, że coś w tym stylu już właśnie zakupiłam, ale nie mogę zdradzić, bo Anusz słucha. I co wtedy? Ale tak, rzeczywiście poszłam w taką stronę, żeby trochę zadbać też o swoje paznokietki i tak dalej, więc coś wymyśliłam takiego w tym roku, mam nadzieję, że się sprawdzi.
I love this one. Also, yeah, making gifts. Making gifts. Do we,
ja
do we
odpadam,
believe in this?
Bo ja jestem anti-talent.
So, this is a situation in Anna's family where, again, Secret Santa.
I cannot, because that would be a laugh. Chociaż z drugiej strony zapewniłabym show komediowy, gdybym coś stworzyła własnoręcznie z moim absolutnym brakiem talentu.
That is the question. What would you make? How do you make somebody
angel.
A gift? No, come on.
An like, angel.
It's okay. You know, like the Baptists out there, normally they knit you something, yes? Like they knit you a scarf or a jumper or a pair of gloves. But, you know, this generation of people, we do not have those kind of skills anymore. Like... Do you know how to knit?
Ja wiem.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're the older generation, that's okay. But generally, the newer generation, we have no idea how to knit. Like, when I used to see my nan knitting, I always thought like, how? How is this even possible? You know, how do you do this? We do not have these skills. I think arts and crafts in this generation, I don't know. What would you make? I have no idea. A Christmas card is the most I could probably make.
Ale ja widzę, mam kolejne propozycje, jeśli chodzi o tatę. Wyjazd spa wraz z żoną. No może, ale to naprawdę. A moja mama to już w ogóle jest ciężki przypadek. Moja mama zawsze pod choinkę życzy sobie krem tłusty konkretnej firmy i ewentualnie rajstopy. I to jest wszystko, co zawsze mówi. Co ja mam zrobić?
One more here that I do have to criticize very quickly. I suggest a gift card. Now, just a real quick one, guys, a gift card. So what you're going to do is you're going to go take money, you're going to put it on a card, which you can now only spend in one shop only. It's going to have a valid date for about 1 year, and then that money's going to disappear. Yeah, you can only spend it in one shop. Why not just give them the cash so they can spend anywhere?
No, ale cash to jest takie brutalne, tak uderzasz w twarz tym cash.
But you'd rather put it on a gift card so that they can only spend it in one shop.
No, ale właśnie gift card to jest taka bardziej gentle way.
Yeah, I know, but I just think it's like you take your money and put it on this thing, which, again, is still money, but you can't use it everywhere. Yeah, a little bit silly, to be honest.
But to be honest, when it comes to money, my father always gives us money, and we are always the happiest. Więc coś w tym rzeczywiście jest.
Thought I'd never be waking on the kitchen floor, but here I lie, not the first time. Now my morning has broken and it brings the fear. My mind's falling, then I feel my pulse quickening, but regrets can't change anything. Yeah, I feel my pulse quickening when you're oh, joy.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:30 and here's What's On with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdansk, English Service.
Good morning. Here's some highlights of what's going on this weekend in the Tri-City. The well-known Polish pop singer Edyta Górniak will be appearing at the Baltic Philharmonic tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for her acoustic tour concert. Edyta is a singer, songwriter, composer and producer, and above all, a diva of the Polish music scene. She is distinguished by an amazing voice having a very wide scale. We will hear her greatest hits, but also songs from discs that were not performed in public before. This is a great treat, especially for the greatest gourmets of Edyta's work. Tickets cost between 140 and 200 zloty. Today at 5 p.m. you can enjoy an evening of Christmas swing at the Treasure Island, the Gdańsk Archipelago of Culture on Sobieszewo Island. You will be treated to a collection of well-known and less well-known Christmas songs to get you in a festive mood. Entrance to the event is free. And finally, tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Gdynia Theatre, there will be a showing of the well-known poetic drama Dziady by the famous Polish poet Adam Mickiewicz. It is considered one of the greatest works of both Polish and European Romanticism and a supreme realisation of Romantic drama theory, to be ranked with such works as Goethe's Faust and Byron's Manfred. The drama's title refers to Dziady, an ancient Slavic and Lithuanian feast commemorating the dead, the forefathers. Full details of these events and more can be found on the Radio Gdańsk website.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Dla tety bilet na strzelnicę dostałem od dzieci, rewelacja, mówi Piotr, a Marcin, że jest zwolennikiem prezentów przydatnych na co dzień, nie skarpetki czy świeczki, tylko coś takiego, czego sami sobie nie kupimy. I tu, drogi Marcinie, jak najbardziej się z Tobą zgadzam, dlatego gdy Chris powiedział wcześniej o gadżetach, żeby pójść do takiego sklepu z gadżetami i kupić coś mężczyznom, no to serce mi się kraje, no bo wydawanie pieniędzy na takie rzeczy zbędne, no not my style, I'm too pragmatic.
Yes?
Tak, niestety.
Well, this is a strange one. When I first read it from Carolina, I kind of questioned it, so this year I'm going to buy an electric shaver and a mole detector for my dad.
Tak, wyobraźcie sobie, że myślał Chris w pierwszej chwili, że chodzi o komary.
Yep.
Co? Detektor?
It wasn't until I read the rest of the text, it's like, yeah, he loves to do gardening.
It wasn't till I explained.
Well, yeah, true. True that. what else do we have? Generally, my mother-in-law every Christmas gives us socks. Well, yeah, but it's a mother-in-law, isn't it? The mother-in-law is always a little bit like this, you know? She's never... mother-in-law connection with the family. She's always like the hated mother-in-law. But I think a big bag of sweets would be a good idea. Your father may give it to grandchildren. There you go.
No proszę bardzo, wszystko zostaje w rodzinie. Andy, można cash włożyć do książki, wtedy będzie bardziej
I like Andy's idea. I do like Andy's idea. Actually, I'm going to give you some ideas, guys, because generally, let's get some unique ideas. Now, number one is actually a way of helping you sleep. Okay, so for
example... Czy coś dla antychrapaczy? Proszę, antychrapiące, tak.
Who snores? You or your partner?
Ja, nie, ale mój ojciec, wszyscy u mnie chrapią. Tylko ja nie.
Do you know what I think? Yeah, even my parents are terrible for this. Like, I do not understand how the neighbors don't wake up. You know, it's
sometimes
completely
even
terrible.
That you hear your neighbors snoring.
Oh.
To jest najgorsze, słyszeć jak
and
sąsiad
the funny chrapie. Thing is, you know that somebody's actually sleeping next to them. Their partner is next to them, and I'm thinking like, how? How can you sleep through that? It's like an earthquake.
Tak.
It's incredible.
No, wiele dramatycznych sytuacji w związku z chrapaniem już przeżyłam. Łącznie z kłótnią i nieodzywaniem się przez kilka dni.
But this is pretty cool, actually. It's not to stop you snoring. However, it is to put you in a deep sleep. Yes, there is a pillow spray. You spray on your pillow before going to bed, and it puts you into a deep sleep. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like chloroform or something. It just knocks you out.
No, więc właśnie. To może być dangerous.
Possibly, but then of course there's the, you know, the bath soaps and things like this. But maybe.
Ale powiem, no to jest tak popularne, te bath soaps, yeah. Jakieś tam drażetki do kąpieli, żele do kąpieli, szampony.
So let's take this in another direction. Because generally people want to do this all year round and they try to do this. Sometimes they turn out looking a little bit orange. What I'm talking about is self-tanning. Yes. Why not buy people self-tanning kits? Like a kit so they can actually put on their own self-tan, their own fake tan. I think cool idea.
This is on your list.
I'm just saying, you know, it could be a cool idea.
Ja cię znam doskonale.
What would you rather have, the shower gel or the self-tanning kit?
No to wiadomo, że samo
opalać. You could
opalać.
Do a little bit of self-tanning, Evelina.
Ja, ale ja lubię, looking ja a little lubię bit white. Być dumna I blada.
603-06-06-06. Those tickets are still up for grabs. All we want to know is your suggested present to buy somebody this Christmas. But of course, none of these boring suggestions, people. Socks, come on. We can do better than this. We need something original, something amazing.
Yeah! fruity tree. Bodies making chemistry. Bodies on my family. Bodies in the way of me. Bodies in the cemetery. And that's the way it's gonna be.
That was Robbie Williams with Body. Don't forget about his new Christmas album. Yes, indeed. Robbie Williams' new Christmas album is out right now.
Ile da ci czasu na teraz na przemówienie o Robim? 5 minutes?
Seriously, you need to check it out. Listen to it. Go to Spotify, go to YouTube, go to wherever. Listen to his new Christmas album. It is a must. Now, of course, when it comes to presents, we are talking about humans, of course. Him, her. What about dogs? What about pets?
No właśnie, przecież pieseczek też musi otrzymać zawsze prezent.
In 2018, the income hit almost £5 billion that people spent on their dogs.
Tak.
Just on their dogs, not cats.
Nie ma granic,
dogs.
Jeśli chodzi o wydawanie pieniędzy na pieseczka.
This is, I think this is a great idea. Some people are going for the diamond encrusted collar. Some people are going for the mansioned kennels.
Why not?
What to buy a dog? What to buy a dog for Christmas? That's also a small...
But coming back to humans, okay? Wracając do ludzi, proponuję grę planszową, aby integrować rodzinę. Tak, board game. To jest bardzo dobry pomysł.
What's good this year? What is a good board game for this year?
Pamiętaj Monopoly, edycja Gdańsk. Przecież rozdawaliśmy całkiem niedawno ze Świętym Mikołajem.
Any other options for board games? I need some ideas here as well. We have Monopoly. We need some ideas, guys. Please let us know. 603-060-606.
I recently discovered a game, but I like board games, but
a little bit too much.
Takie trochę brutalne. Cosa Nostra is called this game, and okay. This is like mafia 100%. Włoska mafia. Robisz różne przekręty.
You're a very strange one, aren't you, Evelina? A very strange one. You know, you have a very nice exterior. You look very friendly and nice. Inside that brain, who knows what's going on? Who knows?
No właśnie, któż to może wiedzieć? Joasia jeszcze poleca elegant belt or a leather pocket your father would be glad of. No proszę bardzo. A na koniec jeszcze Joanna mówi, że nothing helps for snoring. To chyba tylko operacja krzywej przegrody. Chociaż to też chyba nie do końca.
Or just murder, who knows. Kasia, this is coming up again for the second time. We were speaking about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but Joanna, I'm still coming back to snoring. My husband sleeps in a separate room because of it. Wiesz co, Joanna, ja ostatnio miałam tutaj do innego pokoju, oddelegowałam.
Can you even imagine? Oh, wow. How does that conversation go down? You know, you sit down with your partner one day and look, I think it's come to this time in our relationship where we need to go into separate rooms.
Yes, because of you snoring all the time.
But that's incredible.
You know, in our case, it was like Arthur was snoring so much that I just woke up in the middle of the night and I said, I'm fed up. It's just, powiedziałam, to już koniec, ja już nie mogę iść do innego pokoju. And he just went, but then after that we had like silent days.
And he still snores or not so much?
Not so, it does zależy, it depends.
Okay. But this, kicking somebody into a different room, wow.
No tak,
that is,
już
that
w pewnym
is,
momencie masz po dziurki w nosie.
That is incredible. But actually, Kasia, this has come up for the second time. We spoke about this quite recently as well, in regards to the floating tank going in and... You know, in a floating tank, a pool of water for 60 minutes, laying there, enjoying, I don't know what you enjoy while you're in a floating tank, to be honest. But it's coming up for the second time. You sit in the dark, just in water. Good idea? Bad idea?
You're not sitting, you're lying. Lying, unosisz sorry. Się na wodzie, która jest bardzo mocno zasolona.
But I don't know. Christmas gift? If you received a Christmas gift, hey, 60 minutes in a floating
fantastic.
Water.
Fantastic, I love floating.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I really recommend you this.
I also do believe this year...
You will be a better person after attending a floating session.
these kind of ideas, though, are good. I do believe, like, experience ideas, you know? Whether it's driving fast cars, bungee jumping, like some kind of experience day.
Tak, jak najbardziej. I to też wychodzi w statystykach, że podarowanie pewnego rodzaju przeżycia właśnie wybija się teraz na czołówkę, jeśli chodzi o prezenty. Bo mamy dosyć materialnych prezentów, społeczeństwo się bogaci, więc na wiele rzeczy można sobie pozwolić, ale przeżycia czasu nie mamy. We have no time for experiences.
Very
so
true.
That's why when you give somebody something to live
yep.
in... then it's just a must. You must.
You have to do it. Yeah, of course.
Have to do it.
Eva does come up with a good one here. This year she's buying her family English and Spanish lessons. Now, this is a great one. However, you're kind of forcing them into the whole, learning a language. Don't know. Good idea. Bad idea.
Krzysztof, ja tobie też kupię lekcję języka polskiego.
Może być. I do plan. Actually, this year, 3 months... I'm going to be fluent in Polish.
Przepraszam. This year. Podkreślasz, tak? Jest 13 grudnia.
Cicho. Wears boots and a suit of red. Who wears a long cap on his head? What's going on in the world of Evelina, huh? What just happened, Evelina? Why don't you tell
nie
everybody?
Nie wiem, co będzie. I just got a message from my lovely one. Napisał, zadzwoń jak skończysz.
Possibly he's been listening to you. And
nie, mam nadzieję, że nie.
Sharing too much, huh? Sharing too much. Incredible.
Aż mi się rączki spociły ze stresu.
Oh man. But yes, we are getting loads of texts. Thank you for the texts and the suggestions. Some of them are pretty good, I have to admit. I do like this whole, language lesson situation. But when it comes to this this situation where you buy somebody something and they have to commit to it. My father a couple of years ago bought my mother driving lessons.
I tak i
biggest
nie.
Mistake.
No właśnie.
Yeah, she had no... Well, basically, no motivation to start driving whatsoever.
If you know that this person wants to do exactly. driving license, to już jest zupełnie inna sprawa, yeah. ale takie zaskoczenie, że o, masz tutaj kurs, prawo jazdy, to nie do końca.
But if you try to force them, not such a great idea.
Otóż to.
So, no... great idea, people. Don't forget, we are still going to be here after 12, only on DAB, though. To get that, of course, all you have to do is go to the Radio Gdansk website, click on the little speaker, or, of course, our Facebook page, at Good Morning Gdansk. If you haven't been to our Facebook page yet, take out your phone, get it out, search Good Morning Gdansk, like the page, and follow. There's a link at the top of DAB, and you can carry on listening to us until, what, 12:30 we're here until. Who knows? Maybe we'll be so positive that it will start snowing again outside.
No nie wiem, u mnie akurat padał śnieg z deszczem. Co u ciebie śnieg. To też zależy.
It's kind of stopped at the moment. It's not good.
But it's so dark.
I know. It's like living in Iceland or something where it's like dark throughout the whole year.
Albo jakimś Mordorze.
Anyway, we're here after 12 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. Just switch over to DAB.